The gigantic universal form is represented by 3, 10 and 1 in the sense that he is the body, the mind and the senses. He is the dynamic force of all movements by 10 kinds of a life energy, and he is the one heart where life energy is generated. In the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, 4th and 5th verse, it is stated that the 8 elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence and false ego, are all products of the Lord's inferior energy. Whereas the living entities who are seen to utilize the inferior energy originally belong to the superior energy. The eternal potency of the Lord, the 8th inferior categories, the 8 inferior energies work grossly and subtly, whereas the superior energy work as the central generating force. This experience in the human body, the gross elements, namely earth, etc., form the external gross body and are like a coat, whereas the subtle mind and false ego act like the inner clothing of the body. The movement of the body are first generated from the heart, and all the activities of the body are made possible by the senses, powered by the 10 kinds of air within the body. The 10 kinds of air are described as follows. The main air passing through the nose is breathing, called prana. The air passes through the rectum as evacuated bodily air is called apana. The air which adjusts the foodstuff within the stomach and which sometimes sounds as a belching is called samana. The air which passes through the throat as stoppage of which constitutes suffocation is called udana air. Yet the total air which circulates through the entire body is called vyana. And subtle than these 5 ears are other also. That which facilitates the opening of the eye, mouth, etc. is called naga air. The air which increases appetite is called krikara air. The air which helps contraction is called kurma air. The air helps relaxation by opening the mouth wide, that is in yawning, it's called devadatta air. And the air which helps sustenance is called dhananjaya air. All these airs are generated from the center of the heart, which is one only. This central energy is superior energy of the Lord, who is seated within the heart with the soul of the body, who acts under the guidance of the Lord. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text number 15. Sarvachaham radhi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Vedaisha sarveraham vedyo vedanta krita veda videvashaham. The complete central force is generated from the heart. By the Lord, who is seated there and who helps the conditioned soul in remembering and forgetting. The conditioned state is due to the soul's forgetfulness of his relationship of subordination to the Lord. One who wants to continue to forget the Lord is helped by the Lord to forget him birth after birth. But one who remembers him by dint of association with the devotee of the Lord is helped to remember him more and more. Thus the conditioned soul can ultimately go back home to Godhead. The process of transcendental help by the Lord described in the Bhagavad Gita 10.10 as follows. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam tena mam upayantete. The Buddhi Yoga process of self-realization with the intelligence, transcendental to the mind, that is devotional service, can be alone elevate one from the conditioned state of the material entanglement in the cosmic construction. The conditioned state of the living entity is like that of a person who is within the depth of the huge mechanical arrangement. The mental speculator can reach the point of Buddhi Yoga after many, many lifetime of speculation. But the intelligent person who begins from the platform of intelligence above the mind makes rapid progress in self-realization. Because the Buddhi Yoga process entails no fear of deterioration and retrogression at any time. It is guaranteed path to self-realization. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 40th verse, the mental speculators cannot understand that the two birds, as explained in a Shvetashvatara Upanishad, sitting in one tree are the soul and super soul. The individual soul eats the fruit of the tree, while the other bird does not eat the fruit only, but only observes the activities of the eating bird. Without attachment, the witnessing bird helps the fruit eating bird perform fruitful activities. One who cannot understand this difference between soul and the super soul or God, the living entities, is certainly still in the entanglement of cosmic machinery and thus must still await the time when he will be free from bondage. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथनिलितं तं सजो साद्वैतं सावधूतं वर्जनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं सो हियर The gigantic universal form is represented by 3, 10, and 1 in the sense that he is the body, the mind, and the senses. He is the dynamic force for all movements by 10 kinds of life energy. And he is the one heart where life energy is generated. So this Virata Purusha or Virata Rupa of the Lord, is same as our body. As it is said that yat pindi tat brahmande, whatever there you see in this physical body, the same things, they reflect in the cosmic manifestation, particularly the Lord's Virata Rupa. So here it is expressed how that Virata Rupa is operated and by whom it is operated. As for our body, we have this different demigods who are controlling our bodily senses. So in the Virata Rupa also, as it is explained that Lord is there and by His presence itself, everything comes into existence and start moving. As in our body there are 10 airs, the same way there are 10 airs in the Virata Purusha also. And Prabhupada has clearly mentioned what are the functions of these different airs in our body. One is meant for the controlling the temperature of the body as per the Veda. Second is meant for controlling our external activities. Fourth is needed or working in our body as to evoke it. And fifth is like maintaining our bodily temperature. And same way there are some upavayus, they stay in our body, which causes the movements of our different senses like eyebrows, mouth. So all these, they keep moving this body for the material activities. Now the question comes, why all these things are explained here? How they are relevant for understanding the God? Why these technical things are there? Prabhupada says actually these things are needed to firm our faith in the Lord Shiva. To develop that firm faith in the Lord Shiva. Once you understand or try to hear about how this complicated creation is done by Krishna. Because generally people, they have their own misconceptions for the Lord. Year or two before, there are a few people, they were propagating about there is no existence of God, nothing like that. There may be a spirituality, but there is no existence of God. I was surprised to hear that. 2 days back, one person was talking to me here only. He was saying that now in America it's a trend that they have some nest or bird nest, and that was in his car.
Bird means
where bird stays.
Bird nest.
Chidiya ka ghar. To make that nest also, you need to have a proper art. If you see their nest, they are made so complicated. With only straws and blades of grasses. Small twigs. It's like a kamandalu.
He has a kamandalu. It's a
tube. Beautiful, they do it. It's not that only human beings are bestowed with the wonderful capabilities of engineering.
And in the home also, by mickey, by mall.
These worms and reptiles, they make their own home. Very beautiful. From where this sort of engineering design comes in their head? Because Lord, He stays in their heart. As you say, Sarvacham Hriday Sanniveshito. I stay in everyone's heart. And from me, the life energy comes. And that activates these 10 pranas. And then these 10 pranas, they activate all the senses. Then further in the next verse, it is said, Smaran visrajyam misho vidyapitam madho vidnyapitam madho kshajaha virajatma tattavasevane tejasesham nivrittaya. The Supreme Lord is the super soul of the demigods, entrusted with the task of constructing the cosmic manifestation. Being thus prayed by the demigods, he thought to himself and thus manifested the gigantic form of for their understanding. The impersonalists are captivated by the gigantic universal form of the Supreme. They think that the control behind this gigantic manifestation is imagination. Intelligent persons, however, and estimate the value of the cause of observing the wonders of the effects. For example, the individual human body does not develop from the womb of the mother and independently, because just a living entity, the soul, is within the body. Without the living entity, a material body cannot automatically take shape or develop. When any material object displays development, it must understand that there is a spiritual soul within the manifestation. The gigantic universal has developed gradually. Just as the body of a child enters within the universe is. Therefore, logical, as mentioned,
I think one line is missing.
The gigantic universe has developed gradually. Which one? The gigantic universe has developed gradually, just as the body of a child develops. I read that.
No, body within the universe.
The conception that the transcendence entered within the universe is therefore logical. As the materialist cannot find the soul and the super soul within the heart, similarly, for want of sufficient knowledge, they cannot see that supreme soul is the cause of universe. The Lord is therefore described in the Vedic language as avana manasa gocharaha, beyond the conception of words and minds. Due to the poor fund of knowledge, the mental speculators trying to bring the supreme within the universe of words and minds. But the Lord refuses to be so intelligible.
Yes. Due to the poor fund of knowledge.
Okay.
Due to the poor fund of knowledge.
But the Lord refuses to be so intelligible. The speculator has no adequate words for a mind to gauge the infinity of the Lord. Yahan pe to alag diya hai. The speculator has no adequate words or mind to gauge the infinity of the Lord. The Lord is called Adokshaja, the person who is beyond the perception by the blunt, limited potency of our senses. One cannot perceive the transcendental name or form of the Lord by mental speculation. The mundane PhDs are completely unable unable to speculate on the Supreme with their limited senses. Such attempts by the puffed up PhDs are compared to the philosophy of the frog in the well. A frog in a well was informed of the gigantic Pacific Ocean, and he began to puff himself up in order to understand or measure the length and breadth of the Pacific Ocean. Ultimately, the frog burst and died. The title PhD can also be interpreted as cloak department, a title meant for the tillers in the paddy field. The attempt of the tillers in the paddy field to understand the cosmic manifestation and the cause behind such a wonderful work can be compared to the endeavor of the frog in the well to calculate the measurement of the Pacific Ocean. The Lord can reveal himself only a person who is submissive and who engages in his transcendental living service. The demigods controlling The elements and ingredients of thus of universal affairs prayed to the Lord for guidance, and thus he manifested his gigantic form as he did at the request of Arjuna. So here again in detail Prabhupada is explaining about this Virata Purusha Rupa, and because it is indescribable by our own intelligence, it said that Lord is Avaka Manasa Gochara, can be understood through our speech, not through mind. It's not that easy to understand their Lordship. And a Gochara, Gochara means one can see him, but agochara means one cannot see him. But still we see their Lordship in this wonderful, beautiful form. So we'll stop here. Any further discussion?
More department.
Like a tiller. Just preparing the land for sowing something. So knowledge is like that. You should prepare your heart to accept the Lord's devotional service.
Okay. No department means they grow the paddy, pomegranate for the all humanity.
Generally, plowing the dough, it is like plowing is done to make land fertile.
Fertile, yeah.
It turns the soil upside down. Yeah. So it becomes more and more fertile when you get exposed to sunlight.
Something scientists also doing that, PhD holders.
Prabhupada says they are speculators. So they can't do other than the speculation. Because Lord is Amaga Manasa Gochara, he is beyond your mind, intelligence and speech. And scientists, they are assuming everything. So Lord is Adhokshaja, Adhakrita Akshaja Gayanaha. You can't learn anything about Lord with the help of this modern science. Because the whole modern science is based on our own bodily experience, which is imperfect.
Okay,
if
we cannot see and glorify by the world, how can we
see whatever necessary for you, Lord provides it. It's not necessary that everyone has to see that universal form and then only he can believe in the Lord's opulence or his magnanimity.
Yeah, you have mentioned that this is prana, 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 all these things within the Virata body. Same as We have also same way.
See, whatever in the micro, that is present in the macro. That's why they say that yat pindi tat brahmande. Whatever there in this body, it is just there in the cosmic manifestation in enlarged way.
Okay.
Like our body is also made up of panchabhuta. When we die, when this body gets burned, then what happens actually? All these elements which are concealed in this body, they get released and they get back into the origin elements which are there in the cosmic manifestation. So same way, the subtle thing what we have, they are also having existence in Lord's Virat body.
But not working same age of Virat body, because living entity is going die and going to the Himalaya and charging over there and going to rebirth. No? That means Buddhism and Vaidism, same as just mix it water to water, fire to fire, and all this, and then finish. You will finish. nothing is left.
That's why it is called Shunyavad. Nothing is there.
Nothing. Is there.
So everything gets back into Mahatattva. Once it goes to Mahatattva, it does not have its own existence. Like if you take one drop of ocean which has fallen apart, you take that drop and put it back into the ocean. Is it easy for us to find it out which drop we have dropped it in that? No. Same way all the jivas, when they entered into Mahatattvas, all these elements, when they entered into Mahatattvas, they became part of that.
That is, you know, after the Mahapralaya, but it's a Naimittik Pralaya, like the divine entity going to die and coming back, and at that time they are not going to the Mahatattva.
See, whenever there is a dissolution, all they go to the Mahatattva only. Whether it is a Nitya, Naimittika, or
Mahapralaya.
It goes to Mahatattva only back. Every time. Even Brahma's night, then it goes again Mahatattva back to the. Where they will go, because there is only one stock house or godown they have, that is Mahatattva. So where everything gets amalgamated. Amalgamated means randomly put and fixed it. And pushed inside and kept it somewhere.
But it, I mean, like Ajami, yes? Vishnu Bhuta, they came. But there is a talking about the Sushma Sali, yes? And they are talking over the Sushma Sali. Body to the emanate, to try something in after Panchamama, Mama, Panchabhautik Sadhi will go, but still subtle body will go in, and that pawn is, and all this, but that not going to Mahatattva, that not going to Mahatattva until Pralaya is there.
When death happens, only the subtle body, which is mind, intelligence, and ego, that is being carried by the Yamadutas.
Yes.
Because these three things makes habituated, then they takes body. Like right now, if I have to get a pig body in the next life, this body and my mind, intelligence and ego, whatever way they are facilitated in this body, it's very uncomfortable for me immediately to jump in a pig body. So to create that impressions of that experience, how they will feel in that body, They are carried by the subtle body, which has that feelings, willings, and everything. That body has taken to the Narakaloka, and there get it strained to have the next body.
Yeah, the Garuda Purana mentioned it's 18-inch body, 12-inch body. I don't know about that. It's a subtle body, 12-inch body, and dragon, whatever
that. It's there. Garuda Purana has given wonderful, lucid explanation about what happens after death, step by step.
So many houses, so many beautiful temples.
Everything is explained very nicely in Garuda Purana. If you understand that really, it makes a lot of difference.
Oh my God, which is, you know, after hearing that, nobody wants, if really wants to change the heart, it will. Because if
definitely,
you are, you know, contemplating, you are saying, if focus, we are focusing that punishment over there, oh my God, it's too terrible. You know, we don't want to.
See, that's why,
even though, remember
in the fifth canto, elaborately they have explained upon that. So that we can understand what happens actually when we get a subtle body, which is known as a Vedana Sharira, that is just meant for to suffer, nothing else. That body get never destroyed there. It gives you just feeling, how you feel, what happened with that, everything is given there in that body. It has only the experience part. It's very tough actually.
That's why they are saying Manasrijanti by Deham.
Manasrijanti.
Man Deham.
Srimad Bhagavat